You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of James, chapter 5, verse 14 to verse 16. The Bible says, "Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespass to one another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." The first thing we notice is anyone sick among you? That tells us that it is possible for us to be sick. There is possibility that from time to time, one or two amongst us could be sick. He says, when such happen, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him. Now, this does not in any way mean that if there is a medical help that you can have, that you should not seek medical help. In fact, the oil there is like a medical help, because it is not anointing oil. It is anoint him with oil. Okay, there is no anointing oil anywhere on the face of the earth today. But we can pray for people, and God can use anything to heal people. He can use shadow, he can use garment, he can use water, he can use olive oil. God can heal through anything. But then when you read further, it says, and the prayer of faith will save the sick. I thought it would say the Lord will save the sick. But it says the prayer of faith will save the sick. That means that the sick will not be healed if we are doubting in our heart, if we don't really believe that they will be healed. Sometimes we pray for the sake of praying without even having faith. And we just hope along the line, maybe the prayer will work. That's not how prayer works. It is when you believe prayer will work that it will work. When you don't believe that it will work and you are just hoping it may work, it won't work. It is prayer of faith. We need faith. He said, and the Lord will raise him up. It is Jesus that heals. It is Jesus that will raise men up from their bed. And I'm praying that anyone listening to this who is on a sick bed, who is in pain, you may have organ issue, you may have a muscle issue, you may have whatever issue in your body, I pray that the Lord himself will raise you up in Jesus' name. He says, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Now, thank God he didn't make this the first thing. He didn't say he must confess his sin. Because you know there are some sickness, people, the person will not even be able to confess anything. So that was not the first thing he said. So we can confess our sins to one another and then pray for one another. It says that you may be healed. You see, he didn't say you must go and meet man of God. Are we saying men of God cannot pray? No. But in the body of Christ, the power of God is resident in us and amongst us. He said the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. That's a prayer that is born out of conviction, and a prayer that is consistent. And then there is a question, who is praying? Is he a righteous man or an unrighteous man? How you live your life has effect on the kind of answer you will get to your prayer. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.